Thank you so much. Thanks so much. I'm from Japan. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, let's come here. Right? So please listen carefully. I'm going to tell you a joke, and this joke written by Japanese boy. So hope you enjoy it. All right, let's go. Let's go. I have a friend. She's 31 years old, and she's single. All right? And she's looking for a boyfriend. All right? And she said she met 24 years old guy. 36. 42 and 28. So I said, that's Melbourne weather. Did you get that? Did you get that temperature of the Melbourne weather? Did you get that? Good. And she got it, but she didn't laugh. Because she's a bit dry. Only sometimes she's dry. Like Melbourne weather. Did you get that? It's good? Cool. Okay, next. I went to sushi dinner with my friend, and she's doctor, but she complained about being doctor because people approach her because of her job, doctor, right? And she said, no one care about her personality. People just care about her job name, doctor. Right? And she ate sushi, and she said, oh, this sushi is amazing. Right? And I'm so sorry for her, but I'm so sorry for that sushi. Because that sushi was kingfish sushi. Did you get that? No? Fuck. So I thought she liked the sushi because of the name of a fish. Did you get the fuck? So people approach her because of her job name, doctor. And she liked the sushi because of the name of a fish. The king fish. The king. Did you get... Please use your brain more. I'm sorry, I'm from Japan. You have to think more. Sometimes comedy is not that easy to enjoy. Next. I check news, right? Newspaper, smartphone, I check news, right? And I realized news come from everywhere. That's why we call it news. Did you get that? No, fuck. So news come from every direction. That's why we call it news. Right? No, fuck. So news come from north, east, west, south. That's why we call it news. Did you get that? Next. I speak English, but still English is difficult for me. Some English I don't know how to use. Some English I cannot use. For example, YOLO. YOLO. You only live once. Many Aussie people say that and do something crazy. I cannot do that. I cannot do that because I'm a Buddhist. I do reincarnation, so my life is not once. Again. I have to say yalla instead. You always live again. Did you get that? Finally. Please use your brain more quickly. Because time is not forever. Unless you're Buddhist. Next. You might not believe this, but some Japanese people, when they walking with dog, they carry plastic bag, right, to pick dog poop, right? And they also carry water. They carry water with dog, and not to drink. So if the dog pee, they put water to the dog pee to clean up the fucking street. It's too much. It's so fucking Japanese. But I'm also Japanese, so sometimes I carry water. But I don't have a dog here. I have a Aussie male friends. I need lots of water and plastic bags. Next. Aussie people is quite different from Japanese people, right? And one of the big difference between Aussie and Japanese is, I think, tattoo. Tattoo. In Japan, tattoo means mafia, like yakuza, so it's dangerous, so I cannot have a tattoo. But here, so many people have a tattoo, so cool, so cool. And in the city, I saw one Aussie guy who has a Japanese tattoo. Like this. It looks cool. It looks cool, cool. We call Reizoko, but it means fridge. It's not cool. It's just cold. Fridge. Next. This is the last one. This is the last one. Thank you so much for using Brian and the comedy show. Thank you so much. I was having sex with a lady. Thank you. I paid money, so. And in the sex, she asked me a question. She asked me a question. She said, are you close? Are you close? So I said, yes, I'm close. How about you? And she said, yes, I'm close too. Right? And then she said, we should come together. She said, we should come together. That was so much pressure. So much pressure to me because I'm fucking Japanese. I have to be on time. You know what I mean? If I'm late or early, I have to apologize. But you never want to apologize when you come. And I came on time. Thank you. And she was late. Because she was Aussie and didn't apologize. Thanks so much, have a great night. Arigato.